Power 4.4 Radio. Blazing hot. 24-hour hip-hop and R&B.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dewana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby.
And we are the Wonder Twins.
Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio.
Tune in to Spice It Up every Thursday from 8 to 9 with T-Rock and
JoJo.
We supporting people in communities
everywhere.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Oh, yo, catch these vibes right here.
Work. They can hear you?
They definitely can hear me.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
ooh,
hey,
ooh. Hey, hey,
hey. He is such a DJ.
Turn me up in the mic, man. Turn me up.
Turn him up, y'all. Turn him up.
You know what? Can we get the show started?
Everybody get your rolling.
What? What?
Everybody,
what?
Everybody get
what?
Your rolling.
What? What?
Everybody get your roll on.
Hey, hey.
Everybody
hey,
get
hey,
your roll
hey,
on.
Hey. Hey. All
hey,
right.
Hey.
What up?
What is happening? Happy Tuesday evening, everybody.
Happy
Hopefully
Tuesday.
You had an amazing
Happy
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
That's right.
All
right.
So, let's get started. Hey. Hey. Okay, I was about
y'all,
to freestyle.
You can cut the music because I was about to freestyle as well.
I'm about to give you a hot
the
16
music.
Right now. Man. But let's get with it.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is the C Plan Do Show
yes.
with me. Your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill. Hopefully, everybody had an amazing Tuesday. Hopefully, your work day was okay. Hopefully, you did everything you needed to do. Happy Tuesday evening, everybody. So, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I got my first official guest in the building.
Wow.
I really, really, really wanted them to be my first
so
official
honored.
Guest in the building.
So honored.
Clap.
So honored.
Okay. So,
yes.
Let me introduce to you. To everybody listening right now,
yes,
one of my favorite shows.
Wow,
and that is Dating University. And Dating University is made up of Brittany Anderson and
yes.
Charles Pratt, and we
yes.
and they talk about a lot of amazing topics as far as dating, relationships,
yes.
and they have an absolutely amazing show. So guess what? I said, oh, bring them out. They need to come to my show. Bring them out. Bring them out.
So
I don't know what to do at the end.
I'm blushing.
For somebody else to come out there.
I am blushing.
You guys
I really
you
am
guys
blushing over
it.
Here.
Right.
So I just definitely wanted to make sure you guys were my first. I said, hey, I want to make sure you guys are first on the list.
Yes.
Awesome.
And there's going to be some. Look, first of all, it's going to be. This show was hot. I'm just letting you know. I know you heard the first
yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go get right into it.
Yes.
Also,
you see the
merch. You see the vibe. You see,
vibe.
Look
check
at the merch.
Check it out.
Yes.
So guess what? Right now,
I done dropped
some merch. So if you go to laloneclothing.com, that's actually my kids' clothing line. They wanted to get that started. So LALONE clothing.com. You will see all
Gotta
the merch
support.
From the show. You will see shirts, hats, coffee cups. You'll see a lot. So get a shirt, get a hoodie. Well, you getting a shirt? Will you have an amazing, luxurious beard the next day?
Have you seen this beard?
But see, God knew what she was doing when when she didn't give me, you know, the follicle
face. But I will
that's
say,
okay. It's pretty smooth.
I'm gonna tell you something real about that I know about myself.
Go ahead.
I'd have been a whole thought, okay? Look, okay, you know there's like thoughts, and then there's like
no.
king thoughts.
Then
okay,
King Charles.
Okay, I'd have been like the king over that king.
So you're like the emperor
Charles.
Thought. Yeah, I'm emperor thought.
No.
I am
he's
master
a he's a gentleman.
Of the county, okay?
He is a gentleman,
a
ladies.
A who?
Ladies, I don't know. Well, you can hear his voice. His voice sounds really sexy on the radio.
Well.
So if you're single and
oh,
you're
wow.
looking for somebody that is available. Are you single?
I'm single as a dollar bill.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So hit him
wow.
up.
Y'all see the vibes?
Hit him up much? On Facebook.
See, I don't know if Jay got
Charles
enough.
Charles Pratt. Pratt with two T's. And on Instagram, give them your handle because I don't like it.
Whatever.
What's his handle?
It is Savage.
Oh, Savage Gent.
There is nothing savage about him.
But it's pronounced.
It's
pronounced
Savage.
Savage.
Oh, wow. Gent. Let me hit okay. him one more time. One more time.
Savage yeah. Gent. Wow. Savage Gent.
Whoa.
Holla at your
boy. So, ladies, if you're single, mingle with this one right here. If you're single,
hey,
you're out
you know,
there.
Listen.
Look at this. Look. Come in.
Listen.
His skin is smooth.
Fat boy
your
fall.
Skin is really smooth.
Fat boy fall. Get ready to kick off.
Whoa!
Know,
say it again.
Okay. I need
you're
y'all to.
Yo, mine is canceled.
I need y'all to understand.
You're not
canceled.
Canceled.
Yeah, I'm not single. That is canceled.
I need y'all to understand. Fat boy falls. Get ready to pop off. And
Fat boy
you need to get. You need to get a little something. Okay,
bro.
I'm gonna set you up. All right. So guess what? If you see that handsome guy right there, you want to deal with him? Go ahead and hit him up. Okay. Didn't know the show was gonna be that. But all right, that's
you
great.
Know I mean, have to always.
No, you knew what it was
want,
when you brought us
want,
on
that's
here.
That's what I want. I want you to. Get,
I have
I
to always promote my co-host.
But promote, you know promote is more like
it's a delicate
auction.
Word.
But
it's,
you do know that word. if you were to deal with this person,
yes,
we get 10% of whatever happens, whatever income y'all get in, we get a little
10%. How do you get 10% of
a church? It's a church right next to this building. Just letting you know. Exactly.
How do you get 10% of a relationship? Break down that math for me real quick.
Let me break it down to you.
What is entailed in this 10% of
y'all go out? We haven't even started yet.
This went left.
We haven't even started.
So
if you go out with this person.
I'm sorry, Charles.
And you go to dinner.
Uh-huh.
You then have to get a to-go plate.
Okay.
And I get that. That's how
I go. So okay, you get the ego plate.
Thank you.
She's my brother. You're my brother. I got you.
But then what do I get? Because I am the one that put it into the atmosphere.
Well,
so
no,
I should get...
He has to tag you in everything out there.
You get all the inside, the juicy bits,
right,
the details.
Right. You put him in your portfolio.
You know,
he's in your
portfolio. The vicariousness.
I want the food, too. He, you know women like food.
God, damn, I got to take out a new chick.
Yeah, you got to get a cut.
Then I got to get a plate for Manji.
Yeah, welcome.
Then I got to get a plate for you.
Well, before it gets to him, it goes to me first. So you get what... I don't.
Oh, so you get a half of the percentage.
Cut the show. Right now.
Well,
no, you can. You,
tune in Thursdays.
We can negotiate.
Well,
see,
look,
we'll negotiate. We'll negotiate.
I don't know how everything's gonna go off, but I just know the young lady that I do go out with, she's gonna have a good time because you know I'm charming as hell, so you know deal with it.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Great.
Wow.
Glad he did that. All right. So moving on. So
there you go.
Guess what?
I feel like they judge.
Let's get today's topic of the show is making dating great again.
Yes.
I really, really was looking forward to the show. A lot of people that when they saw the topic of the show on the See Plan Do Facebook page, they said, yes, this is what we're here for. A lot of people had a lot of comments.
But
yes.
Let me give them a fun fact.
Fun fact, go.
So I will give credit where credit is due. So we had a show on Dating University,
uh-huh.
and it was called The Love Languages, the Five
true.
Love Languages. And so we had Gary as a host.
What?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Where did we get Make Dating Great Again from?
Gary.
This
on
guy right here.
Whoa.
The
seat
so
Whoa.
I have to give credit where credit is due.
Thank you guys
he's
so
the reason
much.
Why our t-shirts are selling right now, man. I appreciate
yes.
it.
I don't think I received any type of cut.
Say
shirts.
What now?
Yeah, we can see, talk.
I will get you a shirt.
You just
I mean,
literally
I mean,
just said it online.
I will
just
get
it on the air.
I will give you a shirt.
I'll get you a shirt.
Okay. I think I need 10% of that. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Get you a
show. Show's
you
over.
Sleeve, you want a sleeveless
shirt? That was an amazing show. So
it was a great show.
So if you and we'll make sure we get all the details from Dating University, all the information, and we're gonna make sure that you guys go to that page. Look at that episode. That was a great episode. All of
it was.
It was really great.
One of my favorites, actually.
All right, so guess what? Let's go with Gary's random thought of the day. My random thought was, why, when you go to a fast food place, why can't they ever just add something new to your stuff? Like, let's say, usually if I go to a fast food place, they might have missed my nuggets, or they might have missed my burger,
right.
or something like that. Why can't it be like, oh, man, they added an extra fish sandwich in my bag.
They used to do that.
That used to be a thing.
Yes.
Especially when it got closer to closing. Like you pull up in the drive-thru.
Oh, just hooked you up?
Yeah, you get a hookup.
Absolutely.
Off of, you know what I'm saying?
I feel a certain way.
You know, that's why you kind of be nice to your drive-thru person.
Oh. Yeah.
Are we getting a life hack right
now?
Be nice to the drive-thru person.
But the thing is this. They mess up so much. Like the quality of customer service that I've encountered at these fast food places is so subpar. If they gave away something free for every wrong order they gave,
they would be bankrupt.
They would be bankrupt.
You're right.
Yeah. I would have 25 Big Macs.
We're not going to see products on the show.
I'm sorry.
See products on the show, they gotta
cut the chat.
25 burgers.
Cut the chat.
Yeah, try it. But I will say that one time I ordered a 20-piece from a place, and they didn't even have any sauce. How was I supposed to survive? 20 pieces, no sauce?
It's too parched all up in your...
How was I going to survive?
I'm gagging at the thought.
Yeah.
I would have gotten a refund.
No kind of lubrication to help ease it down.
I was livid, and I demanded to speak to a manager.
Absolutely.
That's how livid I was.
You're like 7'4", so I would have...
Oh, wow, here's your...
You're 7'4", so I would have definitely got a manager if you came to me.
Yeah, but I'm a nice guy.
Yeah,
I'm a nice guy.
I would feel it. Yeah, if I saw, you know, a giant come in.
I would say, whatever you want, take it, whatever you want.
I would definitely.
I'm not worthy.
I'm going to try that today. I've been going about this all wrong this entire time.
Yes.
You know? All right, so again, get this awesome merch. And actually, you know what? The first three people that get merch from LaLoneClothing.com, that's L-A-L-O-N-E, clothing.com, I will give you $5 back in whatever way you want it. If you want it in the Cash App, you want it on PayPal, I will send you $5 back.
In whatever way they want?
In whatever they want. If they want it in quarters, if they want it in nickels.
What if they want $5 worth of hugs and kisses?
They can get $5 worth of hugs.
Ooh.
And kisses.
They can get forehead kisses.
Yes, exactly.
That's romantic.
You heard this. Okay, well, they can get one on the... They can just get an air kiss.
Like right on the...
There you go.
Right on the wrist.
Definitely have a lady that will kill me.
Yes.
It won't be a show next week. It'll not be a show next week.
Why
are
you trying to get...
It won't be a show next week.
Why are you trying to get...
Does she listen to the show?
She's absolutely a fan of
the show. Hey. Hey, girl.
She don't.
After you done tried to...
She done tried to pimp me out. Thanks.
I would never. So
she would never.
You do that to me on a weekly basis.
You're different.
She's supposed to.
You're different, Charles.
Right.
I mean, I know
you
that.
You should be flattered that I vouch.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I don't want to hook up everybody.
No.
I just want the best for you.
The best. Wow. Okay. Say it again.
Remember that when you post a picture of one of your friends and I'd be like,
hit him with the eyeball emoji?
Hit him.
Like,
yeah.
Hit him. That's fine.
Remember that.
I will do
that. All right. So we talked about the random moment of the day. So let's get right into the see, plan, do moment of the week. And because I have Dating University here, I wanted to highlight my patented fail-safe two-step verification program if you're getting into dating. So if you got a pen and piece of paper, write it down. This two-step questions, if you're dating and you come across a person, if you use these two steps, I promise you, it'll be fine.
That's a strong word, Gary.
I guarantee. If you ask yourself these two questions before you deal with this person, you ask them these two questions. If you say yes to the first one, you can proceed to number two.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Professor Gary.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
This is undefeated. I've never had someone say, if I don't agree,
I will say something.
Here we go. This is dating.
Are you guys ready? The first question in the two-step patented dating process.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is, do I find this person attractive? That should be number one. All right. Do I find this person attractive? And it could be attractive in anything you think. Okay. Like if you find it, how they walk, how they talk, or, you know, how you vibe with that person, you guys can do that, but you have to find this person attractive for y'all to date. So the first question is, do I find this person attractive? Brittany, how do you feel about that?
I'm with it so far.
Oh, wow. Charles, how you feel about that?
I concur, young sir.
Okay, got it. All right, so now,
okay.
So if you ask yourself, hey, do I find this person attractive? If you say yes, you can proceed to number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. If you say no, you can only be friends. That's it.
No, but here's my thing.
Go ahead.
A person's looks can grow on you if you get to know them.
I'm not talking about looks. I'm just saying, do you find this person attractive? It could be anything. I know my most attractive trait is going to be my amazing wit and charm. I know that that's what get everybody in a tizzy. Second is going to be
Shout out to the guys who had to perfect their personality.
Right. You know my personality is number one.
I love a good personality. I love a good
personality. This chocolatey skin and this beard definitely helps out.
You got it made in shade. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So, number one, do I find this person attractive?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody got that? Do I find this person attractive? If you say yes, you can proceed to number two. If you say no, you can only be friends. Now, if they eventually find them attractive, then you can go back to number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's question number two.
All right, let's go.
After you've confirmed you find this person attractive, mm-hmm. question number two is there something about this person internally or externally, so that's in and out,
mm-hmm.
that would prevent me from dating this person?
Gary, this is very deep.
The two-step process is not for play.
No.
It's serious.
I love the way that you worded that question. I'm going to be honest with you right there. Like, the way you worded it,
it
removes all ambiguousness.
Thank you.
All the
ambiguity.
Ambiguity.
Oh, there it is.
It's all out of the... Thank you, you know, Bucknell.
Hey, there we go.
Cut the check. I got to cut them a check, actually. Shout out to my alma mater. I love you, Bucknell.
It removes all of that.
Yeah.
Because now you're making a more informed decision on, do I proceed with this person?
Y'all, who does that, though? Who does
this? What
do you mean? This is a very...
Everyone should.
No, should.
That's right.
Very idealistic, but who's actually going to do this? This is why dating is the way that it is, because people don't do that.
We're
going
to get to that.
Sure.
All right, but again, two-step process. Again, one, do I find this person attractive?
Yeah.
If you say yes, proceed to number two, which is there something about this person internally or externally that would prevent me from dating this person?
If you say no,
then proceed to date this person. If you say yes, you can only be at best friends. See, the problem is with a lot of my clients or a lot of my friends or people I know is that most people meet question number one. But when you start talking about question number two, some people are in a current relationship or they're getting out of a relationship or they have these red flags that were there from the beginning and you're like, oh, I'm colorblind. It's bird box season now, right? Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't see anything.
Shut up, Gary.
Now you're colorblind because you don't see the red flag. And all the flags look the same to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say to yourself, you know what? I think that they have an anger issue. I'm not going to deal with this person. I don't like that they wear Crocs. I know somebody right now will not. Hey,
that's a deletable offense anyway.
But if, I mean, I didn't even know that Crocs came in men's sizes, but I don't know. I just offended.
So is there a time frame that you use to answer these two questions? Or is this on the first encounter?
I find this person attractive should be as soon as you meet them.
What about question number two, though?
Question number two.
That's where people get it.
That's when you get to know the person. You can get to know the person.
Oh, okay.
You can get now to know the person.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you should be like, immediate.
I thought it was something immediate. No, Gary, no one does this immediately.
Here's why you can have those dates, which we'll talk about dating a little bit later.
Sure.
Absolutely. Is that, hey, as you're dating this person, does question number two, like, hey, how are they with their family? Do they want children or not?
Yes.
Do they know how to make a quality breakfast? What are their top five favorite cereals, which we're definitely going to...
Listen.
We're definitely going to talk about them. Because I wrote some of y'all stuff down as far as what y'all said, and I should delete some of y'all. Off top, I should delete some of you guys off the... If you haven't seen, go to the Seed Plan Do Facebook page, right? And just look at the post I did about top five cereals for top five Friday.
If you like Golden Smacks, I don't trust you.
Delete yourself right now.
Yeah. Golden Smacks or... Listen. Cookie Crisp.
No, wait. Cookie Crisp.
I said it.
Cookie Crisp was banging for like one summer.
It's not good now.
It's not good at all.
I don't feel like I should be eating.
I feel like the product has been stepped on.
It's not good at all.
I feel like the product has been stepped on.
Yeah.
The product was stepped on when it started, babe.
No, man. Cookie Crisp used to be banging.
I'm going to go ahead.
First of all, when Cookie Crisp came out, you were like, wait. I'm eating cookies for breakfast.
For breakfast.
This is going to make $1 billion.
This is every child's dream.
This is exactly what I want.
Well, it was my nightmare because I wasn't allowed to eat it.
Oh.
So I kind of have childhood issues. So those childhood issues are coming out now, which is why I don't like it.
Those are the defense mechanisms.
Right.
So y'all didn't have, you know what, y'all didn't have to go there, but we went there. So let's go. What's the next game?
Oh, so moving on? Okay, got it.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that
happened.
That's enough.
But everybody else, you know they were the vibes. Come on. All right. Okay. So That was, so I promise, again, one more time, because I know people wanted to get that. Step one, do I find this person attractive? If so, step two is there something about this person internally, externally, that I find that would prevent me from dating this person?
Those are good.
If you would have used this in your dating relationship, yes, would this have worked for you? If you can go back in time.
No.
No.
This wouldn't have worked.
My heart does what it wants to do, and that's the problem.
And that's the problem.
The heart wants what it wants. So you can have 25,000 red flags.
Yeah.
But you'll find a way to turn those red flags into red roses. So.
Oh, wow.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You guys catch that? Wow. And that's why you didn't have Cookie Christmas. See? All right.
Damn.
All right. So guess what?
But that was a cool bomb.
But honestly,
I know. Do the air horn. Do the air horn. Yeah.
But guess what? I absolutely agree with you that, like you said, if ultimately you still want to deal with this person, even if you gave this person two questions, you'd be like, nah, but I think I love them.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you just met
them. Especially if you have time invested.
True.
Yeah.
Physical stuff invested.
Absolutely.
For
sure.
Wink, wink.
Oh, wink again.
Wink,
oh, wow.
Wink.
Wow. Yeah, wink for the video. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. So guess what? This Dating University can be here all the entire show, right? So guess what? We're going to take a commercial break. And guess what? The song of the week is brought to you by Greenlight Entertainment. So you're gonna hear a word from our sponsors, and then we're gonna drop that new Raphael Sadiq. I love this song.
Yes.
It's called Something Keeps Calling Me.
Yes.
So keep it locked. We're gonna take our break, and when we get back, we're gonna talk about those cereals.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Something keeps calling.
Something keeps calling me. I feel the burdens on me.
having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Hey, it's your girl Ashley Ryan. Tune in to Respect the Mic each and every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Power 4.4 Radio. Don't forget to download the Live 365 app.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Look, we having fun off camera. Is this your guy?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I'm second
So
guessing.
Welcome back, everybody.
What y'all saying?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to air it out on the show.
Yeah.
For the content.
I ain't afraid of nobody.
Hey, Jay, look, I'm going live right now from the C-Plan Do Show Facebook page. C-Plan. Hey, everybody. C-Plan. Look at that. Hey, we got Dating University here in the building, and we're going to be talking with them about the topic of the day, episode 2, Numero dos.
Yes.
Actually, Brittany taught me a little bit Spanish. Ah. Un poquito.
Un poquito.
Hey.
Un poquito, papi.
Muy bien. Hey. See, that's it. That's the end of that.
That's all.
All right, so let's go. So today's topic, again, is making dating great again.
Wow.
And I done wrote down a whole bunch of questions that I have for them.
Whoa.
And guys, thank you so much for your questions that you had.
Thank you.
I'm definitely ready to fire them off with them. But first,
yes,
Top 5 Friday. Mm. On Top 5 Friday, as I was eating cereal, I said to myself, self, what is your top 5 favorite cereals? Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm going to share it with my fans. Right. I'm going to share it with the friends of the show. Not fans. You guys are friends of the show.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to have to drop a shirt. Friends of the show. Mm. All right. So I asked everybody, hey, friends of the show, what is your top 5?
Yes.
I feel a little way about where... My
see how he's starting. See how he's starting because he knew.
In like bronze material now. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, you got the gold, the silver, the bronze. Mine is
now. We said top 5 of all time.
Yeah, but I'm feeling
before I even get to mine, mm-mm. Brittany.
Yes.
Because I saw yours. We've been friends for a long time, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna say that your list rocked our foundation of friendship.
It did.
I actually took your number out of my phone. I said,
God.
But you'll never forget it, though. It's memorized.
Not after that 5. So guess what? Brittany, do you remember your top 5?
I don't.
Oh,
but
wow.
I will say number 1, Honey Bunches of Oats. Number 2, uh-huh. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Okay. Number 3, Fruit mm-hmm. Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, mm-hmm. Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Ugh,
and number 5, just insert Apple Jacks.
Charles? She said.
Yeah, she said Fruity Pebbles, like with the.
Okay, that's actually not a bad list.
It's not a bad list.
That's actually not a bad list.
It is. All
right.
Pebbles.
Okay. So, Charles.
Yes, sir.
You guys are guests of the show. Uh-huh. Friends of the show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Uh huh.
What's up? Your 5. Sir.
My top 5.
Your top 5.
Okay. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Dylon, okay?
You know what?
Y'all better recognize some Charles. Real stuff
that
on
is
there. With an honorable mention, because, and I, like I mentioned on your on your comment,
yeah,
Honey Bunches of Oats, I am totally in love
okay.
with Honey Bunches of Oats right now. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
So, okay, got it.
You know, yeah.
It's
the only... quote unquote adult cereal that I'm gonna eat. Like I can't get with no Fiber Bun or Great Nuts.
Raisin Bran.
Okay. You know.
We're saying a lot of names of shows of these cereals they actually should be cutting the check. But we're gonna let it ride today because
Kellogg's
I just wanna make a point.
Cut the check.
We're gonna let it ride today. Go ahead. So you said, all right, so that's your 5, right? So I'm gonna read and I actually went so if you're on the Power Radio app, we want you to go ahead and write your 5. So here are some that I took from the See Plan Do Show Facebook page. Can I just read them out loud?
Read like 2 or 3.
2 or 3? Okay. Yes. So Mona said.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a sign.
That just, yeah,
you
I know.
Try to, you try
I know,
to throw
I was ready
shade.
To go in place.
See,
I was ready to go in place.
It does not
I
was ready
to go in place.
It does not pay to throw shade.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the mic
guess what? I'm still going to do it.
The mic.
All right. So Mona said Golden Grahams.
What now?
Cinnamon Life.
What?
She said Honey Bunches of Oats. Special K, watch this, with chocolate milk and Raisin Bran.
Oh, she's a whole adult. I can't even trust nobody like that. I'm sorry. She's a whole adult.
That is my top five friend.
Who's this?
And her name is Mona.
Mona,
She's a top five friend.
Mona,
so
baby.
I will not let you slander Mona's name.
I'm not going to slander.
Except me.
But I'm just
because this show, this list right here is an accountant's list. If somebody said, what is the position of a person that has this list? I would say you're an accountant. There's no fun in your list. But it's great. I like it.
I'm actually speechless.
Okay? It's a lot of fun.
But she has a very regular bowel, though.
Right, right. It's smooth.
Good bowel movements.
Boom.
Yeah,
okay.
Comes right out.
Mona knows a lover. But I was like, okay. All right, and guess what? I'm still going to go down the list. My Uncle Terry.
Wow.
My Uncle Terry. Okay. I love my Uncle Terry. Whoa. He's actually the one who put me on with Kwanzaa.
Whoa, okay.
He actually wanted to put me on when I was young.
Coogee, chuckle him. That's good.
Oh, Mona said don't throw shade. You were, I'm not throwing shade.
No shade is thrown.
All right. My Uncle Terry.
Oh, wow.
See, he went to the left a little bit.
Okay. Because
he said malt o'meal.
I'm sorry, what now?
I said, okay. I had to actually Google what malt o'meal was.
How old is your uncle?
I mean, is that
He's an older gentleman.
Yes.
Okay.
Older, very smooth. So I let it slide.
It really sounds like something that like him and Uncle Ben actually came up together.
Okay. So I said malt o'meal, oatmeal. Then I said, he's going with like technical cereal. Grits with sugar and butter.
He didn't follow directions.
I can't.
I was like, okay.
Gary, why'd you even read that list? He didn't follow directions.
It was my
obligation.
I'm
sorry, Uncle Terry.
Uncle Terry, we love you.
You got disqualified, baby.
He's disqualified.
Grits with sugar?
Now, yeah. All right, somebody else put Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Trix, and they put Raisin Bran. I was like, okay. Now let me drop y'all the real heat so I can give y'all my top five. Here's my top five. So you can definitely write it down because we're going to go right into our biggest portion.
Honeycomb?
Who said honeycomb? Delete that person right now.
Kelly.
That's a good cereal.
Good night.
That's a really good cereal. Honeycomb, yes.
Honeycomb is cardboard sweetened.
Exactly.
Like, can we be real?
And you only did it because it was a great commercial. It was a great honeycomb hideout, but
it was all good.
Kelly, stop.
I love honeycomb, Kelly. Thank you for your participation.
Wow,
thank
you. She just brought up Chick-fil-A you just now. All right, got it. Okay, so let me give you my top. Can I drop my top five real quick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we can get to our Tuesday topic.
Yes, because we got all right.
So should I go with, I'm going to go down from five to one. Now, I'm going to give you a disclaimer on number five because I'm surprised it made the list. Number five. Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes. They have merged. I don't know what happened, but they have gotten together and they're getting this money. Because if you get Lucky Charms, it comes in one box. Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes.
Wait.
Absolutely amazing.
Mixed or like separate bags?
No. It's mixed. So you get the marshmallows of the Lucky Charms with the Frosted Flakes. Listen.
What in the
diabetic
coma is going on right now,
if you're a fan of the show, you're a friend of the show. I want you to go to LaloneClothing.com, buy a coffee cup, and then also buy me one of those boxes of cereal. But I'm not going to keep saying their name because they got to cut the check. Number four. So I promise you, if you eat that cereal, you'll be like, wow, this is great. Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes, that's a mix. Number four, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now I believe that everybody should, that should be in everybody's top five.
Okay.
Number three. You're holding your reservation? Reserved on what you're saying? Number three, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
I feel like that's a staple.
That's a staple.
I feel like when they first came out with Honey Nut Cheerios, it was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number two, Captain Crunch, original. All right. Like, come on now. Like, we're not playing games here. Captain Crunch, original Captain Crunch, you can eat that right now. At any moment, you can eat that right now.
I don't know, man. The way my gums is set up, I don't want to be walking around just swole up. I'm just
very speechless because I feel like I don't know my friend.
Wow. And number one, we're running it back with Captain Crunch with the Crunch Berries. And I had to go back and forth with this list because I was like, hey, which one do I feel like is first?
No.
And I said, no, the Crunch Berries is banging. No, that's my top five. All right. So that's my top five. All right. If you don't like it, feel free to comment on the
Power
Radio.
I'm going on there right now.
All right. So that's my top five.
Such a disagreement.
What was your top five again? What was your number one?
My number one was Honey Bunches of Oats.
And you're disqualified.
I'm not.
No one on the group said that at all.
Toodaloo.
Oh, Tootaloo?
Ooh, that Tootaloo is final. I have to let you know, Gary.
I know. So Brittany's getting out of here because she's
something slim. New that she's come up with. Over the
I seen it. But I told her to make sure
that
shirt
Tootaloo
fun.
Is
Tootaloo.
Listen. That's my top five. If you have a problem with it,
I'm
just
not
square up.
Cat
I can
crunch
fight.
No more. I can't do it. My gums. I love my gums.
Look, you got to sacrifice. All right. So that was great. Okay, moving on. Tuesday's topic of the week again. Making dating great again. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right. We've had our differences
We're
about
here.
Cereal, and now you guys are here.
Yes.
And I had some fire questions I had for you. I wrote it down.
Yes.
I didn't put it on our agenda. All right. So, first question. Oh, look at it. They got
do y'all see,
they
do
see,
y'all
it.
See this?
They see it. First question.
Do y'all see this?
True or false, guys? Is dating in a deficit? True or false? Charles, you go. No, ladies go first. Brittany, is dating in a deficit?
Yes, true.
It is in a deficit.
Yeah.
And why do you say it's in a deficit?
Dating is in a deficit because so many people have so many different definitions of what it is. Mm. And because there's so much confusion out there, you have people with different agendas matching with people with other agendas. Mm. So they're not really on one accord with dating.
Okay. So you're saying it is in a deficit right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Charles. What about you? Is dating in a deficit right now?
I'm going to have to agree with that. I was just talking about this with a friend. There are way too many subgenres of dating.
Yeah.
We got the talking, or we kicking it, or we hanging. Oh, that's my boo. That's bae. That's this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But we're not really doing what dating is supposed to be about.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I will agree. I think dating is at a deficit. I think that we've gotten totally away from the actual idea of what dating is supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to get to learn a person, hang out with this person, interact with this person, and ultimately if you can, to get to the next level. If you can, great. If you can't, okay.
Right. Yes.
But I think that we've gotten away and we're getting into a whole another dark place when we're talking about dating. Now everyone's looking for certain things. We want things right now. We're in a microwave, over-sexualized society.
Yeah,
we want a lot of stuff right now.
You can't
buy me a car right now? First date? Right. No, I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, if we feel like there's too many options.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, granted, we have this technology that's brought us closer together, you know, from people all around the world and everything.
Got it.
But it has become perverted in a way.
Yeah, I agree.
Where, you know, it's like, okay, you have 1 through 8, but 9 and 10 you don't have, and 9 and 10 is really, really important to me. Never mind that you have 8 of the 10.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's just like, I gotta move on. And this is like, well, you don't know that I could get 9 and 10. Okay. I may not have 9 and 10 right now.
Makes sense. Okay. All right, that was great. Question number two. You guys ready for question number two? Question number two is, what do you think, and I think you guys already hit on this, but what do you think has contributed to bad dating experiences? And
automation.
Automation. What do you mean by that?
Automation, technology. I feel as though when you are on social media platforms, when you are on dating sites, you can hide behind your phone. You can manipulate your words to say whatever you want to say. Be whoever you want to be. People are getting catfished left and right.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, even with their own pictures, even using somebody else's pictures.
Yeah,
but people
crazy.
Aren't being themselves because they have the convenience of hiding behind this very thing.
Got it.
That is supposed to be beneficial, but I think we've used it to our detriment.
Okay, Charles, what do you think has contributed to bad dating experiences?
The culture, the mediocrity. I mean, we praise the least and get the most, you know? So I feel like we're not putting forth that effort.
Yes.
So lack of effort.
Yeah, lack of effort.
We're late. No, you can say lazy. Lazy.
Laziness.
All right.
So why do you say laziness? Like, why do you?
Like, I'm going back to the automation.
Yeah.
You can reach a wide audience in the matter of 25 seconds. You can have a man talk to 25 women with that same "Hello, beautiful."
Yeah.
Or good morning, handsome.
Or even good morning, handsome. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Got it.
And so
WYDs.
Okay. And it's a copy paste.
Yeah.
I agree. I get that. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, and I get it, you know, you gotta kinda play the odds, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because okay, think about what we had before cell phones, before we had, you know, Al Gore's internet. You know what I'm saying? We had to find people on happenstance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, hey, look literally at you. Had look to at be her,
so that was like a one in a million shot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
okay.
Now you have all of these options. You have Tinder. You have You have all these dating apps.
Yeah. Because you already already know
the
vibes. Don't do
y'all.
It. Okay. Okay. Great.
So you have all these dating apps. You have social media. You know what I'm saying? You could just slide in somebody's DM. You ain't gotta be their friends no more to just slide in somebody's DM, which is weird.
But even going deeper with the laziness, people are even lazy with how they go about dating.
Yeah.
So. For, I'm not going to say all men because that's
because
not right.
Don't know all
but
men, so
some men have the go-to of a movie and dinner being a good first date.
As opposed to
investing time to getting to know this person.
Okay.
Now, if you talk to me and I talk about, oh, I love movies, I love sitting and watching something in the dark for 3 hours, then by all means, take me to a movie.
Okay.
But so, if you get to know me, I don't like that.
So what would you consider a great first date?
A great first date is a date in which two people are doing something that they both want to do.
Okay. Like?
What they both want to do. Right.
Yeah, you know what? I like museums. I like ice cream. I like coffee.
Yes.
I like shooting dice.
Yes.
So
yes. That, take her straight to the hood and be like,
She can get them seven.
Let me tell you a good thing.
We get married.
Let me tell you. So what's good for me may not be good for somebody else. Sure. So I get offended when a guy wants to take me to a coffee shop. But in talking to my best friend, because I don't like coffee.
Right.
But they serve other things.
I don't really want to drink tea.
Right.
They have juice.
I don't want to go out to drink juice.
They have water.
So that's, I can drink water at home.
But
I'm saying, that's not good for me.
Right, right.
But in talking to my best friend, she loves that idea.
Right.
So again, if you get to know the woman and what she likes and what she dislikes.
Or the man, because I am talking.
There you go.
Happy house.
Oh, wow. That should go on the shirt.
Okay.
Happy spouse. Happy what?
House.
Wow. Okay. But I agree with you. And that's where you get to invest in a person. One of my friends now started talking to this guy last week, and now they're on that, hey, good morning, text, and that's it. And I'm like, he doesn't even know who you are as a person. Like, it's a million things to get to talk about.
Everything.
You know, your recent warrants. No, I'm just joking about that. But it's a million things that they can talk about.
Did y'all see my knee-jerk reaction to that?
Like, I'm like, it's a million things you guys can talk about. And, like, now you guys are now this good morning status. Like, you don't even know their top five favorite cereals. You don't know, hey, what's your greatest accomplishment? Can you play spades?
Okay.
Do you eat banana pudding?
Do you? Wow. Oh.
I feel like
on the break, Charles said he does not eat.
That was a dig.
He almost
got
ejected off of the show.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right.
You know, we get up at least once a show, so go ahead, Charles. You
don't
can get up.
Oh, yeah. That's it?
We
so you're going to do it right on the Power 4.4
show? Usually blow up at each other.
Right on my show? Right on the first? Right on the first?
Look. Wow. Let me tell y'all something about banana pudding. Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't want to put my hands on you in here.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, right. I'm sorry.
Okay,
back
to the questions. All right, question number three, because I wrote a couple questions down.
Ooh.
Okay, men or women? Who?
Oh, I'm about to say, wait. Like, women all the way. Like,
who's at fault? When we talk about chivalry, we talk about chivalry is dead. We say, hey, it's dead. It's on life support. Who do we blame? Who's men?
Us.
Men or women? If you had to choose, men or women, go.
I will say this from experience, and it will not be a popular opinion, but I have to say it. So in looking at my inbox, because I was bored one day, so I went through my inbox, and I read some of the things that men said to me 6 years ago, five years ago. And the stuff that I tolerated and the stuff that I found attractive, it was disgusting the way these men talked to me, but I allowed it.
Okay.
So in me allowing it, they thought that that was okay.
Okay.
So I am going to go as far as to say, if I had to choose between men and women, whose fault is it that dating is the way that it is?
Right.
Women.
Okay. All right. So you're saying women,
Because I have to choose.
I see you tried to be on the fence, and I wasn't going to let you. We're not going to be on the fence on the show.
I respect that.
On the show, one or the other.
I'm going to have to put the onus on the men.
Okay, and why do you say that?
We are supposed to be the leaders of the household.
Okay.
Sure.
We are supposed to be the kings, okay? We need...
Okay.
When you think of a king, when you think of a leader, you're looking at someone who understands all of the risks.
Right.
Understands all of the rewards and makes the decisions based on those, right?
Okay.
So every decision may not be a super popular one.
Sure.
But at the same time, once you have that plan, you have that, you know, when you have a leader, you feel empowered to follow that person.
Absolutely.
Am I okay in saying
You're okay.
So you feel empowered
right.
following this person. So that's why I feel like the onus is kind of on us. You know, so if I had to really, really choose, like, between men and women, who's at fault? I'm going to blame us because there was a time where, you know, it was what it was. Like, we chose a wife.
Right.
Okay? Ain't that what they say in King James or something like that?
Oh, wow.
Sure.
So,
sure.
But you have this.
Sure.
I don't have the right stats.
Okay.
But you have this statistic floating around that there are more women than men.
Okay.
And that has instilled fear in women to settle.
Oh, wow.
So in settling, things that men are doing that are not acceptable, women are looking over and glossing. Mm. So if we're not commanding men to be kings,
I get that.
How can we be upset with them when they act like peasants?
I get that.
You know, so I'm looking on Facebook Live right now, and I see Evelyn. Hey, Ev. She says, if you allow it, it's your fault.
And
but
right.
we all need to be respectful.
Sure.
All right. Absolutely. My homeboy Troy, he says, women, they allow boys to get away with ish. Men
Absolutely.
Treat their ladies like queens.
Absolutely.
So I will agree, and I will say it's probably the man because we should set the standard.
We should set
and
the
as a result, because we don't set the standard, women yes. have allowed a lesser yes. standard, which the then makes it
but if there's a there's a shortage of the standard, who are they supposed to look to?
Exactly. And yes.
that was supposed to be us.
Right.
That would definitely be my next point. If we have gone generations without having those set examples of what
those
men are supposed to be.
Right.
So we kind of got into this way of thinking like, okay, we have to date how women date.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, I dated a guy whose mom told him, don't settle down with these women. They know you have a good job. They're trying to trap you.
Okay.
So get with as many women. And this is coming from a woman.
Mm.
Get with as many women as you can. And I'm thinking, your mom told you this?
Mm. Absolutely right.
Okay. Your mom told you this.
Toxicity.
Yes.
All right. So that was great. That was great. I really like that. All right. So we had a really two great questions I saw from the field. So Kim, of course, friend of the show.
She said,
what about deal breakers? So when we're talking about deal breakers, what would be some deal breakers? And what has happened, which is the biggest question, what has happened to loyalty? Oh, wow, they both chuckled.
What about deal breakers?
In reference to, yes. So,
okay,
deal breakers how?
What are some deal breakers?
Yeah, what are some? Let's just talk about some deal breakers. What do you think of some deal breakers?
I can get superficial. I don't like long pinky nails on men.
Got it.
That's
got it.
I don't like gold teeth. I don't like cornrows.
Okay.
Those are deal breakers.
Okay.
That's superficial.
I mean,
some people think that it should be superficial, but it's what you like. I think that if it's what you like, it's what you like.
Exactly.
And if you don't like somebody with a long pinky,
if you like pinky nails, girl, kudos, boo.
Like, we can't sit up here.
Questionable.
Deal breakers. I mean, because we may not like, somebody else will.
Sure.
I agree. If
we're doing it on a superficial level, but if we get to, you know, deeper than that, if we're talking about liars, cheaters, we're talking about disrespectful, we're talking about abusers, we're talking about financially irresponsible people.
Right. That would be one of my
biggest things. We're talking about, you know, people who aren't good parents to their own children.
Absolutely.
We're talking, you know what I'm saying, those are the deal breakers
that
we really need to be paying attention to.
Okay. All right. So, as we look to, I know we could be here all day.
Yes, let's do it.
And I know. We have other shows that are there.
My fiance wants me at home.
I know, and everybody wants everybody's home. All right, so All right, so Brittany, what would be one amazing tip that you would give people who are dating right now? What one awesome tip that you would give a person?
If I could say anything to anybody, get to know yourself. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence are two very important things that can make a relationship successful. If you know yourself, then you're going to know what you like and what you dislike. If you're emotionally intelligent, you can articulate how you feel, which is good for conflict resolution and good for just maintaining a relationship. All right. So,
Charles.
I feel like she took my answer. Because, you know, because we're all about self-reflection.
Right.
You know, I would have to say you have to treat people how you want to be treated.
Okay.
You know, you can't be out here disrespecting. You can't, you know, have, you know, X amount of people in and out your life. And then you expect, you know, one person to be loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? So understand that there is consequences for all of our actions.
Got it.
You know, so okay. Just be aware of something like that.
All right. Well, look at that. That was amazing. All right. So as we bring our awesome show to a close, will you guys come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to come on our show. So Dating University every Thursday.
Drop the info.
Every Thursday, almost every Thursday.
There you go.
At 7:30. Thursdays at 7:30 on Facebook Live and also Instagram Live sometimes. So follow us on Facebook, Dating University. On Instagram, it is Dating University with a little underscore.
All right, great. Great.
Okay.
Great. So guess what?
Buy some merch. Wait a minute, I'm not done.
Oh, you got merch? Oh, I'm sorry.
Buy some merch. Go on the page, buy some merch.
Go on the page, buy some merch. And also, you already know to buy some merch today. Buy a coffee cup. Lauren and Logan will definitely appreciate that. All right, so I know you guys are like, man, I wish they were here for another 2 hours. We might have to extend the show. I actually might have to extend. I'm going to talk to Jay about extending the show because the show is fire right now. The brand is strong. The show is fire. Absolutely. All right, so with that being said, let's talk about what's popping in the community. So the first thing is going to be, I'm actually going to be there this Saturday on the 17th. August 17th from 12 to 6 at Edmondson Village Shopping Center. There is going to be a community project. So make sure you get there. I'll be there with Heart Savers Maryland to talk about CPR.
I think we're going to be there.
Well, that's great. Well, make sure you come out. Yep, 4500 Edmondson Avenue. Also, rest in peace to Toni Morrison.
Listen.
Amazing author, Nobel Peace Prize recipient.
I never met this woman, but she spoke to me through her writing.
An amazing quote that I got from her is, "You want to fly, you got to give up the thing that weighs you down."
Wow. That's whoa.
Cut the string.
All right.
Wow.
Also, Baltimore Sergeant Ike Carrington actually started speaking, and he said, "I love y'all. 10-8, I'll be back." So with that being said.
Bye, you guys.
That's our time for the evening. Thank you, guys.
We enjoyed ourselves. Thank
you so
much. I'd
like to thank Dating University so much for coming out.
Thank you for having
And guess what? You can always... And definitely follow them on all social media platforms. You can always check out the C-Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. Next week, we'll have two artists Tuesday, where we will have a spoken word poet and an artist of the show. Make sure you follow C-Plan Do Show on Facebook. Make sure you follow them. Follow us. Follow me. It's only me. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, C-Plan Do Show. All right, plenty of awesome additional content. And guess what? You have a question for the show? Hit us up at cplandyshow at gmail.com. Today's show is sponsored by G10 Entertainment, located at 2135 Edmondson Avenue. Join G10 Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. for happy hours to get a drink, drink specials, crab and fish fry. Come out and visit G10 and be sure to tell them that, hey, Power 4.4 Radio sent you. And last but certainly not least, thank you, the friends of the show. Well, there are no fans. They're friends of the show. All right? My peeps, my familia, my corazón. Is that how you say it?
My heart?
Yes.
Yes.
You are the best. You are the best part of the show. You are the best part of the show. Until we talk again, always remember to see, plan, and do. Have an amazing Tuesday evening. You know what? I'm going to be at one of these bowling spots. So if you see me, take a picture with me. All right? Maybe I got a coffee cup for you, something like that. I'm not going to tell you which one because I got to cut the check. All right? But as always, see, plan, do. All right. Thank you guys so much.
You.